Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Chapter 5. Advice from a Caterpillar. The Caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the Caterpillar took the hooker out of his mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?"
said the Caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied, rather shyly, I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least, I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that? Said the Caterpillar sternly. Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir, said Alice, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see, said the Caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly, Alice replied very politely, for I can't understand it myself to begin with, and being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It isn't, said the Caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet, said Alice, but when you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly. I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit, said the Caterpillar.
Well, perhaps your feelings may be different, said Alice. All I know is, it would feel very queer to me.
You?
Said the Caterpillar contemptuously.
Who are you?
Which brought them back again to the very beginning of the conversation.